The bill went into effect at the beginning of August. Jim Gausman is a veteran service officer for La Crosse County. Gausman says the bill applies to anyone who has served at least 90 days in the reserve or on active duty since 9/11.
The big difference is that the post-9/11 GI Bill pays for tuition up to $1,000 per academic year for books and pays the veteran a stipend to go to school that's based on the economy in the local area.
Jackie Helgeson is the Veterans Coordinator at Western Technical College in La Crosse. She says about 30 students have enrolled to receive education benefits under the bill.
The other Montgomery GI Bill was based on, you know, if you were active duty, you had to pay for it. So you actually put in money for it and purchased it while you were in the service. And if you're a reservist, you earned it. That was your kind of like your bonus was when you signed up.
Bill Blanchard is a vet attending Western Technical this fall. Blanchard served for 27 years in the Navy out east before he retired at the beginning of this year. He says he was unable to receive education benefits until now.
The original program that I was supposed to be under was the Veterans Education Assistance Program, the VEAP program. And since I donated zero money to it, I got zero benefits, and I couldn't roll it over to the new Montgomery GI Bill. So I was basically going to end up with 27 years and not having any kind of education.
Blanchard says he's now hitting the books full force, studying supervisory management. Around 500 to 600 veterans and dependents are attending Western Technical, Viterbo, and UW La Crosse this fall. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.